This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the healthcare and technology channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Stephen Rahal, Director of Product Marketing at Igloo Software, that fashions itself as an intranet you'll actually like, helping to improve how companies like Aetna, Drug Information Association, Home Instead, American Family Insurance, and Everyday Health communicate and collaborate with their employees and customers using social technology. Stephen, certainly a privilege to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Thanks so much for having me, Eric.
You're more than welcome. So what's the value of social technology to healthcare organizations today?
Sure. Well, as you know, social is transforming how we communicate and share health-related information. And we can see it in our personal lives that healthcare companies are embracing social. Hospitals have Facebook pages where they post advice. Insurers are creating mobile apps that help us manage our personal health. Drug companies are sharing newly released treatment studies via Twitter. So I think it's fair to say that most organizations understand the potential of marketing through social media, especially as care moves to more of a patient-centric approach, the importance of monitoring and responding to stakeholders through social channels, the opportunity to amplify your voice, to deliver better support, to build better relationships, to create a human face on your organization, and to engage on a more personal level. But if you look at research from McKinsey, they suggest the impact of the use of social technologies on business operations could even be more significant. So if you consider that we waste about a day a week looking for people, expertise, and information to help us do our jobs, social technology really has the potential to positively impact healthcare operations and outcomes just by improving the productivity of workers, simply by making it easier to find this information.
So, Stephen, what type of healthcare organizations are tapping into the potential of social?
That's a great question, Eric. I mean, it's pretty widespread as we see it. It's improving the performance of healthcare organizations, from providers to payers to producers of medical products, and even how individuals manage their own personal health. And just look at the types of organizations that we at Igloo here are working with today. Organizations like Home Instead, providing senior home care services across the United States. TransferMed, they're a subsidiary of the American Academy of Family Physicians, and what they do is they provide ongoing consultation and support to practices that are transforming their operations to a new model of care. You look at professional associations like the Drug Information Association, Rare Disease Foundation, Mental Health Commission of Canada. On the medical products front, organizations like AstraZeneca, Arjo Huntley, even health services and web services like Everyday Health, and hospitals like Children's National Medical Center. There's really a cross-section of healthcare organizations that are really tapping into the potential of social today.
How are healthcare organizations using social technologies?
Well, we see the application of social really occurring both within and between organizations. So inside the organization, it really comes across as a company intranet or team collaboration site, and that's for enhancing internal communications, improving how teams and groups collaborate across the organization. Outside the organization in the healthcare space, we see the formation of online communities, communities that are built for patients, practitioners, or even research communities. And just going through some of the organizations that we mentioned previously, Drug Information Association is a great example. They're an independent, global professional association. They're designed to provide educational and professional development opportunities for individuals working in the pharma and medical and product development related fields. And Drug Information Association, or DIA, they conduct a number of events that are held all around the globe that are designed for enhancing networking opportunities, really building relationships. And what they were seeking to do is to build a community that would help to facilitate this interaction, not just at the physical events, but outside those events, really on a global scale and 365 days a year. And so what they've done using social technologies, they're offering more than 30 global online communities, which allow members to connect, discuss issues year-round on topics that range from clinical research to regulatory affairs to patient engagement. So a great example of sort of a practitioner community and implementation of social technologies. An organization like Rare Disease Foundation, here's a non-for-profit organization, they're helping to really impact the speed of discovery and the way rare conditions are managed. And as a complement to their research activities, the organization developed a parent support initiative. And it's designed to really foster the organization empowerment of the community using social communities for people and families coping with similar diseases to really pool their knowledge, to share their experiences, to help reinforce beneficial behavior through a support network. And so their parent-to-parent resource network is a group of local forums for information sharing and social support. So great examples of how social technologies can be used, not from a marketing perspective, but really improving business operations, improving healthcare operations, and really the outcomes and delivery of care.
Well said. Today we are with Stephen Ray Howell, Director of Product Marketing at Igloo Software, that unite healthcare professionals, practitioners, and patients so they can collaborate on ideas and keep information in one area, here on eHealth Radio's healthcare and technology channels, a part of the eHealth Radio network. Stephen, what is the biggest mistake organizations make in this area?
One of the biggest things that we see is it's crucial to know what the workers' needs are, what the organization wants to get out of the implementation of social technologies before selecting the tools, before selecting moving forward with the platform. So may come off as strange, but even as a technology vendor, it's not about technology first. And this isn't limited to the healthcare industry, but the biggest mistake is just throwing technology at it and assuming it will make the business more collaborative, being able to facilitate the type of relationship building that you want to through social technologies. And so you have to understand what it is you want people to do. You have to understand what prohibits them from maybe accomplishing that today. And understanding the business problem and the workflow and the communication and collaboration that you're trying to facilitate before implementing the technology is really crucial.
Lastly, how do you recommend healthcare organizations get started?
Sure. Well, I think it really links back to the last point around avoiding the biggest mistake. And social technology projects are not unlike other technology projects where you deploy it and sort of it doesn't just work when you deploy it, right? It's the whole adage, if you build it, they will come. There's no one perfect solution. Every company is different. So it's so important to make sure you set very clear goals for your social initiative. Lay out a clear strategy for how you want to get there. Is it about finding and connecting with experts? Is it about capturing and sharing knowledge? The more specific you can be as to the pain points you want to address, the more focused and successful your implementation will be. And so that's the critical piece for us and for the customers that we work with.
Well, before you go, how about sharing with our listeners where we can get more information and find Igloo Software online?
Sure. You can find out more about Igloo at igloosoftware.com. And we also offer a free trial of Igloo that you can set up for up to 10 people. And so you can get started immediately at igloosoftware.com/try and start to create your own online community, understand a little bit more about social technologies, sort of the features and functions and how they can be used in a healthcare setting.
Well, certainly has been helpful information. Stephen, thanks for taking the time to be with us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thanks again, Eric. Really appreciate it.
You bet. The pleasure's been ours. We've been speaking with Stephen Ray Howell, Director of Product Marketing at Igloo Software, that unite healthcare professionals, practitioners, and patients so they can collaborate on ideas and keep information all within one area. And once again, the website of reference is igloosoftware.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the healthcare and technology channels, a part of the eHealth Radio network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit ehealthradionetwork.com.